a cartoon, words appear through clouds. We zoom toward Springfield, where a billboard reads, Fox, 25 years of televised stuff. In the school, Bart copies a sentence on a chalkboard. Teacher does not have to pay an ugly tax. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Kate O'Toole, read by Pat Lentz. In the driveway, Marge's car plows into Homer. Now in a colored pencil cartoon, the Simpsons sit on the couch. Homer remembers roller skating through a park as a young man. He notices the couch nearby. Staring, he crashes into a tree and bounces off. The couch catches him. Romantic hearts float up from Homer's head. He and the couch skip through a meadow. As they share a drink at a cafe, the staff laughs and points. Later, they meet in a dark alley. In a movie theater, they canoodle in the back row. A sleazy hotel's window shows Homer and the couch embracing. Now they walk through the park. The couch's bottom cushion bulges. Homer notices Marge crashes into a tree and bounces off. She catches him. Romantic hearts float up from their heads. The couch weeps as they go off together. As they get married, the couch watches from outside. Now it shows up on their doorstep with a baby chair. Homer slams the door. The couch works as a pole dancer, then as a prostitute. Driving past, Homer weeps. A landlord kicks the couch out of his building. As the couch and baby chair occupy a sidewalk, a sign advertises 5 cents a sit. A wind blows away the sign and their earnings. The couch kisses the chair, then leaps into a garbage truck. As its compactor chomps the couch, Homer rescues it and takes it home. The family sits on the couch, and it grins beneath their legs. Nearby, Maggie sits in the baby chair. A signature spells out Bill Plimpton. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. A mall cinema's marquee reads, Cars 3, new merchandise, Jackass, the funeral.
Okay, what's an appropriate movie for you boys?
Nope.
Ooh, here's one. Happy Little Elves 2, the sequel. Two kids?
That movie's for babies.
Yeah, watch whatever you want. I got you here alive. Now I'm going to visit the only court I could never be in contempt of. Food court.
Now at the food court, empty dishes sit stacked on Homer's table.
Now, to save on calories, I won't eat the paper in the fortune cookie.
It reads, eat less, live longer. He chucks it in the trash and walks off. He collapses in front of a store with a sign reading Sport Palais.
Sir, I can't help but noticing that you are very near death.
Closer than you think.
The salesman sets him on an exercise ball. Bouncing on it, Homer follows him into the store. He bounces harder, crashing through a ceiling light's glass panel.
Homer, can I call you Homer?
Sure, what's your name?
Well, I'm not required to tell you that. Homer, how long do you want to live?
Long enough that me and Marge can be one of those couples who just sit and hold hands.
He imagines.
I heard Lenny had a terrible fall.
You know who else fell? Dr. Hibbert.
Yeah, falls will get you.
The salesman shows a treadmill.
I want to help you make it to that glorious day. For money, this is the Butt Whisperer 9000. Cushion track.
Ooh.
Hydration dock.
Gotta have that.
Built-in HDTV.
Loving it.
Dog walk side path.
A must.
Liability opt-out button.
Keep them coming.
And drill sergeant mode.
It plays a video.
Run, you maggot! Faster, you tub-a-lard!
It's programmed to my specifications! Oh, but I can't afford this.
Homer, you can't afford $300 a month?
No.
Well, what about $10 a day?
Easy!
At the movie theater.
Oh, was crappy little elves.
My friend and I only see it to rank on it.
Milhouse wears elf gear.
Get that stuff off!
Take a picture first! Now!
We're gonna be checking out a delightful Hong Kong horror remake known as Crawl Space, based on Pashing Kong Jian.
Well, count me out, Jimbo. I don't need to hear how every chick in the movie got what was coming to them.
Shauna, food for thought. If we don't watch movies about torture in crawl spaces, how will we know what to do if someone puts us in a torture crawl space?
Not if, when.
Nah, I'm gonna go see one of those Jennifer Aniston movies where she rolls her eyes on the poster.
It's titled All the Wrong Reasons.
Babe, you know I don't want you watching a movie by yourself. You're a total perv magnet.
Aww.
So I'll find someone to take you. Someone unthreatening.
Milhouse waggles his eyebrows.
Hey, you know our deal. Chaperones cannot be humiliating.
She's got you there.
How about this one?
Simpson? Let's see. No starter stash. Temp tat. Still has baby teeth at 9 and 24. Total pre-puber. Now you stay close to my Shauna. If someone so much as peels a ladybug decal off her fake fingernails, I'm blaming you.
Come on, come on. The best murder's always first.
The bullies head into the theater.
Got my eyelids.
At all the wrong reasons.
Oh, are you telling me the real reason you started dating me was so you could buy my flower shop?
Yes, your lease was the last thing stopping me from tearing this place down and building the biggest horse crematorium in Manhattan. But none of that matters now.
Bart slumps wearily beside Shauna. Later.
All right, we've seen his ass. Let's go.
Now at a food court restaurant.
Hey, I can hook you up with pinto and black beans.
Well, I'll do anything for free beans. Anything.
Hey, name tag. Do you know who her boyfriend is? Jimbo Jones.
I gotta go sort tortillas. Corn, flour, corn, corn, no gluten, corn, two stuck together. Oh, now I gotta fill out a form.
Listen, lady, you do not two time the man with the skull t-shirt.
Jimbo doesn't care about me. He didn't even notice my side braid.
Ooh, that is cool. Looks like two snakes trying to kill each other on your head.
That's what I was going for. You know, for a second grader, you're pretty sharp.
I'm actually in fourth grade, but I read at a second grade level. They think I might have a problem.
Wow. Why did I see that movie the day before I have to clean the crawl space?
Come on, boy, we've got to go home. I saved big bucks on the delivery charges.
As Homer struggles to lug the Butt Whisperer box, it topples and crushes him.
I gotta go. Here's my ride.
Not so fast, Simpson. FYI, you got another date tomorrow with Shauna.
She winks at Bart.
Why can't you do it?
We're going to a seminar. Extracting lunch money from a cashless society.
We're gonna rob the guy giving the seminar.
Bart and I'll figure out something.
Yeah.
Still trapped, Homer stretches a soda straw under the box with him.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Now Lisa heads into the basement as Homer uses the treadmill.
Oh, that's weird. My armpits are getting wet.
Wow, the TV's hooked up to the internet. You could stream whole seasons of old TV shows.
Homer checks the selection.
Seen it. British version was better. Totally scripted, suited. Stranded? What's that?
Stranded was a show about people marooned on a mysterious island that's riddled with religious and scientific paradoxes. It was huge. Well, the first season and the last season.
Well, islands are always entertaining. From Gilligan to Iwo Jima.
As the show starts, the word stranded floats out in white letters.
A plane crash!
On a beach, survivors surround the wreckage.
Wait a minute. That flashback raised more questions than it answered.
On the show, a handsome man finds a kitten inside a coconut.
Oh my God! Inside the coconut, my pet cat from when I was little. And on his name tag is the number of our flight.
Purgatory.
Where are we?
What a great opening episode! And I'm sure everything they said will pay off handsomely.
Homer sets a patio chair on the treadmill and settles in for the next episode. Now at Creme de la Creme's, a clerk massages samples into Shauna's skin while Bart makes faces at a mirror. As the clerk turns away, Shauna swipes a product.
Huh?
Let's go, and don't look guilty.
A security guard on a Segway stops them.
Young lady, I need to check your purse.
I didn't steal nothing.
Bart imagines Jimbo.
If anything happens to her, I'll beat you up from inside your brain.
Bart takes the item from her purse.
I stole this.
You stole perfume?
Yeah, me. I use it all the time.
He sprays it in his mouth.
Me.
You, and I are taking a trip to mall jail.
Isn't that what used to be the Beanie Baby store?
Shut up.
Later, as Shauna waits, an explosion erupts from mall jail. Bart wheels out, cuffed to a chair.
This is so cool. You took a fall for me. No one's done anything for me before. Uh-oh.
The guard chases them.
Don't worry, I made sure he can't get too far.
I'd use my legs, but I've forgotten how.
He has a flat tire.
Come with me.
She takes him to an abandoned store.
Hey, the first time we lost Maggie was in this store.
Bart, here's my thank you gift.
What could a girl have that I...
She lifts her shirt.
Oh my God, it's just like Dad's.
Shauna gives him a peck on the cheek and runs out. At home, Bart stares.
Bart, you haven't touched your mashed potatoes.
They look like a boob.
My breast?
What? No!
I'm offering you a chicken breast, you boob!
Doesn't anyone here realize I'm only 10 years old?
Bart, no dinner means no dessert.
The cookies look like breasts.
I'm just not ready for cookies.
You know, I should get back to the treadmill.
He exercises so much, but he looks the same. I guess the weight will all come off at once someday in the future.
Don't you believe anything Homer says. His first word was a lie.
In a flashback.
Who did this?
Marker covers a wall.
Mammy, she did? Then I'm gonna withhold affection without telling her why.
In his patio chair, Homer snacks on pistachios as he watches TV. The treadmill track carries the shells to a mound behind it. A fish skeleton joins the pile, followed by a wine bottle, followed by a dozing Homer, later on Stranded.
Huh? Don't believe anything you were told by me in the past, because that was not me. But this is me now. But in less than a second, I'll be gone forever.
A lava monster takes him away.
I might be back!
The lava being! That's why they showed a clip of it on previously on...
Homer! You're using your expensive new treadmill just to watch a show that went off the air 5 years ago? And when I wanted to watch it with you then, you said it was pretentious and repetitive.
March, there's so many mysteries I need to have solved.
He opens a notebook.
Now, if the Korean couple can't speak English, why were they doing a crossword puzzle where the answer to 23 down was Enigma spelled backwards? What does it mean?
It means use the treadmill for running or take it back.
And where will I watch TV?
On the TV.
And where will I walk?
On the ground.
And where?
This is the stupidest fight ever.
We've had stupider.
I don't think so.
On the school playground.
Hey, Fartholomew. You did a sweet job watching my woman yesterday.
Jimbo makes out with Shauna, then steps away.
So, what do you want to do now?
What any boy would. Push in a puddle and run away.
Maybe I should be faithful to Jimbo. He's bought me a lot of gum over the past couple of months.
Listen, I could get wedgied for this. But Jimbo's a jerk. You can do better.
Wow. You told me what's best for me. At risk to yourself. Come with me.
Shauna, I forgot to grope you goodbye.
As they make out, Shauna rubs Bart's hair. Now Homer sits on the basement floor watching a stranded DVD. The castaways face a wall with a cryptogram and a crank.
At last, this episode promises to finally answer one question.
Homie. The kids are away and Maggie's napping.
Ooh, that's great. Can it wait another 104 hours?
No.
She walked away and slammed the door. What does it mean? What does it mean?
It means I'm mad.
Oh, that's such a first take answer.
Now, Shauna smokes outside the school gym. She rests her cigarette in Bart's spiky hair and kisses his cheek. Now he approaches Skinner's office with a slip. Shauna yanks him in and hangs a necktie on the door. As the window shows their smooching forms, Skinner arrives, notices the tie, and waits. Now Bart drives Shauna in a convertible, passing Wiggum.
This one's yours, Ralphie.
Driving after them, Ralph hits a tree. Now, Bart waits in a booth. Shauna arrives and leads him to a game of whack-a-weasel. Later, they keep a cool distance as they leave. Now, Bart watches two kissing fish in a tank. They die. From a doorway, Bart stares at Shauna's bare, slender limb. It's her arm as she plays pool. Now, wearing a cowboy hat, Bart crosses the street with a slick-haired Milhouse. A taxi nearly hits Milhouse, who yells at the driver. Another taxi hits him. In a pool, Bart and Shauna swim to each other, join hands, and kiss. The bullies arrive at the pool's edge. Jimbo yanks Bart out.
Simpson, I guess you don't have much respect for me.
Well... who wears a wool hat to a pool?
Glaring, Jimbo takes it off. He's bald.
It's not fair! You know that's hilarious!
As his buddies restrain Bart with pool noodles, Jimbo punches him.
No horseplay in the pool area!
This isn't play! This is some serious payback!
Well, that's, all right, you may have found a loophole. All right, I better check.
He makes a call.
Hello, Abby? I'm not calling about the shift change! God! But, well, since you bring it up, if there is a way to flip Saturday with next Wednesday...
Simpson, prepare to...
Bart runs away.
Hey, no running on the deck!
I'm on the grass apron!
The lifeguard checks the posted pool rules.
Huh? Oh, everyone's a swimming pool lawyer.
Now Bart scurries from one backyard to another, scaling fences and ducking behind bushes as he goes. Encountering a slide, he runs up the ladder and giddily rides down, then goes again. Reaching the fence to his yard, he sees Kearney keeping watch in the treehouse. Below, Dolph wields a bat. Jimbo's head rises up from the sandbox. Marge comes outside.
Oh, thank God. Mom will pound them.
Why, if it isn't Jimbo, Dorf, and Ernie.
Dorf.
Bart's not home yet, but I'm always looking to encourage non-Millhouse playdates. Stick around.
Oh. Hey, Bart.
Oh, it's you.
He makes a kissing face.
Why do men always think with their tongue? I came to help you.
Then go back to Jimbo and show him every boob you've got.
But you told me he was a jerk and that I could do better.
Bart takes in her trusting expression.
All right, follow me to a place where nerds, dorks, and dweebs can gather in safety.
This isn't like some creepy place under an off-ramp.
Okay, we'll go to my second choice.
Now you be careful with Bart's undies.
We will, Mrs. Simpson.
The bullies hang laundry. Later.
Think of this as your personal Asgard and I, the all-seeing Heimdall, guardian of the gate.
All-seeing? Yeah, when's the last time you saw your feet?
Oh, that's it.
He makes a call.
Fellow bullies, I've got them.
We'll be right there.
They tidy the house.
You're a bully?
A cyber bully. In anything I do, it is important that I can lie down while doing it. Huh?
You just got yourself in a flame war with a teenage girl.
Oh, flame on.
The two circle each other, typing on their cell phones. Sweat pours down comic book guy's brow, and Shauna glares. She thrusts her phone like a sword.
Oh, you have cloven me from my ponytail to my slipper shoe. Get out! Never return. Oh, unless you want to buy old Archie comics. 20-pound bricks are a dollar.
He finds himself alone at the Simpsons house.
Thank you all for coming to my stranded discussion group.
Yeah, I love that show. Wasn't it awesome when Colonel Doc...
Homer blasts an air horn.
Spoiler alert! I've only seen up to Season 3, Episode 17, Coconut Cream Dye.
So you don't know that Season 5 was a complete wank.
Spoiler!
Homer, calm down. It's not like any of this stuff really took place.
Spoiler!
Homer, for God's sakes, I'm trying to put Maggie to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. It's a strandy discussion group. Yes, it is. We discuss why airplanes go crash, but people don't die.
You want to know what happens on your stupid show? Firstly, the mysterious island is 15 miles from Long Beach. Also, Doorway 3 led to hell, despite the series creator's repeated insistence it did not lead to hell. And the entire Strandiverse is a piece of gravel in a cosmic kitty litter box.
Thanks, Marge. You ruined my show. Now I'm gonna give you a spoiler about our marriage. It's not great right now.
Well, since this is a discussion group, let's discuss.
I think they're having a spat.
I'd say it's more of a tiff.
Oh, so I'm a moron, am I?
Fellas, I know where this is going. Give me all your weapons now.
Lenny hands over a knife and Mo passes off two guns. Carl aims them.
Now it's time to talk about what Carl wants.
At night, the bullies search the Simpsons' backyard with flashlights. Bart and Shauna peek down from the treehouse.
Oh, man, they have every entrance covered. You'd have to be a Navy SEAL to get in or out.
Hello, lovebirds.
Whoa! What are you doing here?
I've been following your storyline from afar, Bart, waiting for that inevitable point where you get into trouble you couldn't get out of. Perhaps I could broker a settlement.
Well, that's my boyfriend, but he's a wad. And your brother's not a wad. He's a dink on the road to doofus.
Hear, hear.
Jimbo shines a light in.
The lamb has returned to the slaughter.
Whoa, you should write that down, man.
I'll remember it.
He climbs inside.
I don't think Shauna should choose any of you. Shauna should choose Shauna.
Your older sister's right, Bart.
You don't want me?
I want to find out who I am. And that's something only an inappropriately older man can tell me.
Well, that is one lucky creepy guy.
Lisa, are you out there in your slippers? Come inside.
Well, Bart, I guess that's our cue to skedaddle.
Not so fast, Simpson. What was that thing I was going to do to him?
Told you should have written it down.
If I wrote down everything you told me to write down, I'd have no time for punching.
Whoa, you should write that down, man.
Inside, Homer comes upstairs in his pajamas.
Lousy Marge, ruining the delicate relationship between a man and his TV show. I tell my best friend, but that's Marge, too.
Homie, come in the bedroom.
In a torn dress, Marge lounges amid desert island decor.
Care to join me in a private last episode party?
At the window, Homer spots Jimbo dangling Bart out the treehouse.
It's okay, Dad. He's just putting the fear of God in me.
Okay, but if this house starts a-rockin', don't come a-knockin'.
Have a wonderful evening, sir.
As Marge and Homer smooch, we zoom back from the house, then into the sky. Leaving the atmosphere, we pass God and the devil arm wrestling. We zip past a satellite, an alien spaceship, and Futurama's Fry and Leela stranded on a small moon. We zoom back from the galaxies and find ourselves gazing on the creepy kitten's litter box.
Perplexing, isn't it?
Executive producer Al Jean. Executive producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.